cattle futures mostly treaded water Tuesday as traders awaited the monthly cattle on feed report due out Wednesday. Various estimates see feedlot placements up from 1% to 4.5%. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 21st of November. As suspected, negotiated cash fed cattle trade remained undeveloped through Tuesday afternoon. Futures closed narrowly mixed for live cattle and a touch lower for feeder cattle on Tuesday, with pressure from sharply lower outside markets, light trade volume, and plenty of wait and see ahead of Wednesday's monthly cattle on feed report. More on that in a moment. Live cattle futures closed 45 cents lower to 20 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 18 cents lower. Wholesale beef values were steady to firm on moderate demand and heavy offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was 70 cents higher Tuesday afternoon at $214.09 a hundredweight. Select was 14 cents lower at $198.43. Cash bids were mixed to lower for grains and soybeans Tuesday. Analysts with the Daily National Grain Market Summary noted that soybeans got a boost from USDA reporting 4.5 million bushels worth of sale to unknown destinations. Wheat bids were 1.25 cents lower to 2 cents higher. Soybean bids were mostly 7.25 cents higher. Sorghum bids were 2 cents to 10.75 cents lower. Corn bids were a penny lower to 2 cents lower, while corn futures closed mostly fractionally lower to a penny lower. Major U.S. financial indices fell hard on Tuesday, pressured by everything from tech stocks to retail to another plunge in crude oil prices. The underlying concern appears to be notions about slower global economic growth tied to both trade issues and higher interest rates. Futures prices for West Texas Intermediate crude on the CME declined $3.72 to $3.85 over the next 12 months. Spot Jan closed at $53.43, which was $10 lower than where it started the month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 551 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 48 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 119 points. Although calf prices continue to soften, Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, says expectations are for calf prices to rebound after Thanksgiving and into January. In his most recent weekly market comments, Griffith cites several possible reasons for the current weakness in calf prices, alone or in combination: erosion of futures prices from early October to the middle of this month, seasonally higher calf supplies, the weather, and excess moisture. Speaking to the weather, Griffith points to delayed wheat planting in Oklahoma and other wheat grazing states, as well as delayed turnout where pasture is available. Delayed winter annual planting generally results in delayed turnout of cattle or no grazing at all, Griffith says. He adds that muddy feedlot pens are likely delaying some calves from entering the feedlot as calf feds. Back to the upcoming cattle on feed report due out at noon Eastern Time Wednesday. Judging by various estimates and surveys, most analysts expect higher October placements and marketings, as well as more cattle on feed November 1st than a year ago. For instance, analysts at Allendale Inc. expect placements to be 4.3% higher at 2.496 million head, which would be the most for the month in 8 years. You can also find other pre-report estimates that are a few points less bearish on placements. Allendale estimates marketings 3.4% more at 1.862 million head, which would be the most for the month in 11 years. Finally, they project cattle on feed November 1st to be 11.961 million head, which would be 5.6% more than last year and the most for the month in 12 years. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 21st of November. You can always find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.